This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, while security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. Amnesty International has accused Eritrean forces of killing hundreds of civilians in northern Ethiopia over a 24-hour period last year. It's an incident it described as a potential crime against humanity. Eritrea rejected the accusations, but an Ethiopian state human rights body issued a statement that also described such killings, though with fewer details. It was a rare official acknowledgement from Ethiopia that Eritrean troops participated in the conflict during the government's crackdown in the Tigray region last year. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Saturday that the country's biggest city, Auckland, will go into a seven-day lockdown from early morning on Sunday after a new local case of the coronavirus, one of unknown origin, has emerged. This comes 2 weeks after Auckland's nearly 2 million residents were plunged into a snap three-day lockdown when a family of three was diagnosed with the more transmissible UK variant of the new coronavirus that causes COVID-19. And Chinese officials have signaled that Beijing plans sweeping electoral changes for Hong Kong, possibly as soon as next week when China's parliament, the National People's Congress, opens in Beijing. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.